KE8FGW, I'm monitoring. KE8FGW, I'm monitoring.
This is Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. There's a fast line of thunderstorms moving from Glen Arbor to Leland to Northport to Charlevoix to Petoskey. DC8DG, just be advised.
KEAY, KEA, KCV. KE8FGW, monitor.
KDA, KCV, I can hear you, but I don't know if you can hear me because I'm quite a ways from the repeater.
Oh, I heard you in there. Name here is Bobby up here in the Houston Upper Peninsula, Sault Ste. Marie.
The name here is Dave. I'm about 10 miles, 15 miles east-northeast of Gaylord right now.
Oh, Dave, yeah, you're whatever repeater you're making it. So, yeah, you sound clear into the bill.
We're starting to get a little rain down here. It's starting to look nasty. I mean, I wouldn't mind at all if it cooled down a little bit, but I don't see that happening. Looks like we might be getting a little rain out of it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we're getting all the sunshine up here, so it's hot. It's, I don't even know what the temp is. I've been busy playing around, cleaning up the shop some, that I lost track of what's going on. I know there's a warning in for the lower... northern lower, there's a, I think it's a thunderstorm warning, so. But, yeah, rain would be nice up here as well. I think it would cool things down. Maybe. I don't know. Hard telling.
Roger. I'm eastbound right now on a two-lane pave, and I can see in my mirror there's some big thunderheads back there, and they're really dark in color. So I wouldn't be surprised by the time I get to the house and get inside, we might be getting some rain here before too long. The worst part of it is we're going to get some rain, it'll stay warm, so it'll be so humid you can't stand here.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, definitely a system moving through. I'm watching it on the radar. big part of it's still over Lake Michigan. So, it looks like it's just from Ludington off. Leading up Peninsula area.
Break.
Northeast of Gaylord in the woods now, but I sure do miss that big puddle. There ain't no doubt about it. Well, I'm just about to the driveway here. Good talking to you. Good signal coming your way for sure. And we'll catch you another time. KDA KCV, 7-3 is on your final.
Gary, I'll let the break station go right ahead. He's probably going to make an announcement.
W8TCM. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for southwestern Benzie County and Manistee County, northern Michigan, at 11:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. A severe thunderstorm was located 9 miles west of Manistee, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail hazards. Hail damage is expected to vehicles. Expect wind damage to roofs, sidings, and trees. For protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey 00, continue on.
Your call, but anyway, this is KE8FJW. You're a little scratchy, but I heard you loud and clear.
Joe, use the 146.74. It's fixed for now. You'll make it way in that one way better. You're not quite making it into the 19 in ADMH.
I'll be back with you guys in just a minute. I got to step out of the vehicle. N9KOP mobile. Mid Joe, any APX.
All right, thanks, Adam. Yeah, I'm not getting as much receive as I am on the 19, but if I'm getting into it, that's great. And you guys don't be afraid to kick in the A2 when he arrives.
All right, I will touch base with Drake and see if that's feasible or not, and go from there. I'm getting ready to make some announcements on the air here in just a second once I get stopped. N8APX.
I'm working on the 8-2. I've got bigger problems right now. It's on my list. I need you, Mitch.
Copy, thanks.
NACM. NACMA. NACM.
Go ahead.
Okay, what's the ID?
It's going to be 561470 and 561471. The prefix, the command you'll need to permalink it is *813.
All right.
Go again. Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on. There's some interference that's wiping you out.
Sorry. Play downtown.
All right. Did you enter the commands? Because it doesn't look like it's working.
I tried over a DV switch. I'll see what I can do over the air. Thank you.
And you, Rich.
Yeah, it's not responding.
All right, well, that's not good. All right, well, then I'll just patch 2.6 and 3.5 together, and we'll have to make do with that.
Yeah, it looks like 2.6 is having issues, too, because I'm, like, right downtown, and it's signal is fading, you know. It's very strange. Must be the high winds.
Well, the squelch crash is really weird, too, so it's got, it might have problems. I'll try to, actually, do you want a DTMF 3.5 to the hub for me? It's 583410.
Yeah, shoot. What was the ID again?
583410.
NACN on 3.5.
Hugely better.
All right. I'll see if I can figure out what's up with 8.6.
All right, sounds good. What are you doing?
NAPX, in the meantime, guys, you may want to make just a couple announcements on the 8.6 to switch over to the repeaters that are working. I'm going to go ahead and try and kick things up here.
All right, I can't do that because I am in Petoskey.
I'll get back. N8CN, QSY.
Yeah, if we get a chance, if somebody can pop on the 8.6 and let them know, too, that we need to get eyes on the east side, that storm's got decent motion to it. We need to keep an eye on it.
I'll let him know when he comes back, or you can just let Joe know when he checks back here.
All right, sounds good.
Real quick. This is November 8 Alpha Papa X-ray and an APX for the Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Currently have an active line of severe thunderstorms that are making their way onto land in the Traverse City area on down in through to Manistee. At this time, we have multiple thunderstorm warnings active currently for Leelanau, Benzie, Grand Traverse, and looks like that's what we've got right now. So Leelanau, Benzie, and Grand Traverse are all under severe thunderstorm warnings. At this point, we are going to actually start soliciting for severe weather reports. So if there's any stations that have any reports that would like to be shared, please call any APX.
We can probably coordinate another way, and I'll keep this frequency clear. Just wanted to let you know I can link my test repeater up to the hub. The hub does not show the site connected, so there's an LTE uplink issue there. We'll have to troubleshoot some other time going forward. I don't think we have e-power at that site right now anyway, because of field day, so probably best to just keep it on this one. But we'll talk about that later. Good night, CN.
I would concur. Actually, I can see the router, and the uptime is 10 minutes, so I don't think we should be using 86 at all because the power is unstable right now.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Well, this Munson stack has e-power, so I think we're good there, and if we need to be agile, we can go deploy stuff. All right. Talk to you later. NACM.
Thank you.
APX with an update. We have a new severe thunderstorm warning. This one is pretty large, covers quite a big area. At this time, the National Weather Service in Gaylord has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Antrim County, Charlevoix County, Sheboygan County, Crawford County, Emmett County, Grand Traverse County, Kalkaska County, Leelanau County, and Otsego County, Michigan. Hail, 3/4 of an inch in size, wind 60 miles an hour. Again, this is NADPX, Skywarn Severe Weather Network. We are searching for storm reports, damage reports, anything significant with this line of thunderstorms that's moving through. Special attention, once again, to Leelanau County, Grand Traverse County, Antrim County, Charlevoix County, Crawford County, and up into Kalkaska and Sheboygan and Emmett. Any stations that are in that area that are receiving any severe weather right now that have any reports, please call Net Control. NADPX Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Still actively looking for any storm reports out of Leelanau County, Grand Traverse County, Benzie County, Manistee County, and working our way up into Charlevoix and Antrim. Any reports, please call Net Control.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, just west of Northport.
ACADG, go ahead.
Yes, recorded 0.6 inches of rainfall in the half hour, and that's exacerbated. Monday we had a severe flash flood here in Northport, and so it's the same gullies are washing considerably.
All right, good copy. Thank you.
KCMQ monitoring Williston, Michigan.
looking dark out to the west. N9KOP mobile.
As long as you're not facing south.
It's pretty dark north and, all the way around us here, north, south, east. I mean, east is bright, but off to the west, it's pretty dark. See a couple shots of lightning every once in a while, too.
Yeah, NACN. And looking in here in Traverse City, seeing some dark spots coming in from the west, southwest right now. Northwest looks brighter, but we'll see what Wave 2 brings. Hey, I'm going to jump out for a second, but good to hear you in there at 9KOP. NACN.
Hi, Joe. Good talking to you. NACN and 9KOP mobile. Mile. Well, I asked you to try and you're all scratch.
Okay, great. I'm going to talk to you about
static. Yeah, no copy. And I will be, I'm clear.
KABCW mobile.
KE8FGW, I'm on to Purple.
NADMA, NADPX. NAJTQ, NAJTQ, NADPX.
Can you do that? Southbound, 75.
DYS and APX, we're about 75.
Mile marker 295. Yeah, we're getting some heavy, heavy rain here. And I had to slow way down because the wind empty coming out of there. I just crossed that Seagull County line here. Really, really strong wind still. It's coming down pretty good.
Yeah, it sure looks like it on radar. I'm sitting over in Petoskey right now, and it's just starting to rain a little bit, but it looks pretty nasty that way.
I was kind of hoping that I was going to miss it and get out of there, but I guess I didn't. So, yeah, it's pretty slow going right now. I'm only doing 40, so it's really strong winds. The trees are whipping pretty good. So everybody be careful if they're driving through here.
Yep, definitely sounds good. Well, if you get anything significant, like any hail or notice any severe wind damage or anything, be sure to pass that along if you would, please.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen any significance of anything, damage, no hail yet. Just heavy rain, there's some ponding on the road here. So, it's just all at once, it's coming down. Alright, well, be listening, KDOS.
Copy, thanks. NADPX, Skywarn Sphere Weather Network.
NADPX, NADG.
Hey Joe, how are you faring down there?
Not the best. I just got back home. I didn't think this was going to hit quick. Apparently we weren't late. 10:50, so we were getting straight winds out of the west, 60 to 70 miles an hour.
like a rough crossroad, kind of a honed-in location on that?
Yes, Werner Road and M32. Werner Road and M32.
I copy that. I appreciate that report. Thank you.
I was giving it live and in color, but apparently the link is up, so you heard me on the 8-2 anyway.
I had to step away for a minute, so I don't know if anybody was manning it, but I'll still take it. Thank you.
ACHCMQ, listening.
ACHCMQ, go ahead.
Yeah, while you was talking to Joe there, we, about the last 5 minutes over here in Lewiston, 6 miles to the east of Lewiston, we just started getting the heavy winds and rain. Rain's not real hard, but the wind was gusting there.
Okay. Any rough estimation on wind speed?
I'm going to say maybe about 35 miles an hour, give or take. The trees are really blowing pretty good.
All right, good copy on that. I appreciate that report. Let me know if things change there for you. NADTQ, NADAPX. Joe, you still here?
NADAPX, NADTQ, still here.
Hey, I'm trying to find that crossroad with M32. Can you spell that for me?
Yes, murder. Mike, uniform. November. Echo. Romeo. Murder.
Thank you. I was searching that with a V as in Victor, so that's where I was getting lost. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. NADPX.
NAJTQ. KBCW.
KBCW, go ahead.
Do we have a Skywarn net activated?
Kinda. Yeah, we should be. I'm doing what I can in between jobs. Everybody else is super busy.
All right, I'll be standing by for the rest of the afternoon. Happy to provide a report if anybody needs one.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, BCW, standing by.
This is NADPX, Skywarn Sierra Weather Network. Just a quick update. The line of storms has continued moving east. Our current active severe thunderstorm warnings are for Otsego County, southern Sheboygan County, Montmorency County, Oscoda County, and Crawford Counties. Any stations in those areas that have storm reports, please call Net Control. NADPX, Skywarn Sierra Weather Network. NADPX Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Another issued severe thunderstorm warning. This now includes the counties of Alcona and Alpena. So our total count is Alcona, Alpena, Montmorency, Oscoda. Also includes Presque Isle, southern Sheboygan, Crawford, and Oscoda. NADPX. Hey, Bentley, are you still on the air here? NADPX. KBCW, NADPX.
NADPX, NADPX, I just stepped away from the radio.
Yeah, I was trying to reach one of my guys up here just to cover the net for me for a few minutes.
morning, Net Control. This is N9KOB. Run on a fire call south in Oscoda County. Multiple trees down, power line snap, power poles on fire. I will not have VHF communications here in a minute. N9KOB.
Yeah, I believe Adam stepped away for a moment there. N9KOB-KE-FJW.
This is KJ5QNJ. This is Tom out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, testing Echolink. It's Kilo Juliet 5, Quebec, November Juliet. Appreciate a response if anyone can hear me. Just trying to see if Echolink works for me. Thanks.
This is K8BCW. Got you loud and clear. You're coming in just fine. So your setup is great. Just be advised, we have severe weather in the area, and this link system is being utilized for weather reporting at this time. Feel free to stand by and listen in on the reports, but we're trying to keep the channel open for everyone. K8BCW.
K8BCW. K8BCW. K8BCW.
N8CM test.
ACMH.
I can tell you're on 2-6. ACM.
Courtesy tone is back.
Yeah. Probably because the controller reset and we didn't save it. I don't know. I'll have to check that.
Okay.
I'm heading to Home Depot of places to get bins and things, but I don't know if I'm going to get there within the next hour or so because South Airport's a parking lot.
I was going to say, you might want to wait until after 7.
I don't really have a choice.
What are they going to do, sorry?
I need to have this done.
That's cool. Well, why don't you go get done what you need to do, and if you want to just leave your keys, I'll go get your car. Or I can just come get you. I've got room in my front seat now without the battery.
I'm in the Beamer right now, so I have to go back.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to take the other one to the shop and unretrofit it and then need it right back. Anyway, okay, let me know what you need me to do.
What I need to do is get bins, and then what I need to do is have you follow me to the shop, drop off the bins, and then drop off my work car, and then I drive you back, and then I go back to the shop.
I didn't follow that at all, but okay.
It'll make sense later.
Hey, Joe, were you as confused as I was?
Yeah, I don't know what's up. I'm tidy this up so I can get out of here. I think I finally got this thing to work, too. I have been fighting this power loss detector thing for a little bit, and I think I finally won. So, but I'm going to tidy this up and get out of here. Can I see it?
Is your portable?
Yeah, that sounded like every conversation I've ever had about spotting cars on a canoe trip. KACCW. Including the it'll make sense when you get there comment.
Yeah, you'll have that on those big jobs. Finally heading up the big hill here. Hey, I got a message. The message is that the power for 86 is on.
Why, you scared my portable right off the, almost onto the ground here, Drake. Yeah, I get those too when our generators kick on. If the power is off or the generator's running, that's always fun.
That's interesting. Alrighty. I'm just pulling into Home Depot. At 8 EMH, mobile.
Yes, you...
Have fun, boys, navigating that holiday traffic. KACCW.
NACN mobile.
This is Kilo, Delta 8 November Hotel, mobile station. KD8NH Mobile.
I have a KD8 station from NIKLP. Good afternoon, name's Cameron. I'm Mobile and Mile.
Hey, Cameron. Name here is Nicholas. Didn't quite get your call sign. I thought it was like N9KOP, but I could be completely wrong on that. My name is Nicholas once again. Call sign Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel. Mobile in Traverse City. It's been a great work day for me, and now I'm heading back to the QTH. QSL.
Well, how about Nick? Name is Cameron, and yep, calls November 9 Kilo Oscar Papa. 9 and I'm Mobile Mile. Actually, more like McKinley. East of Mile, I'm heading for Kern home. 3 firearms today, and just had one, and now I'm heading home, so. It's been a hot day, 75 right now, and muggy. Other than that, not been too bad. Something's over in Traverse City, Jay Dodge 11.
Yeah, QSL on all that transmission. You're making a great trip into the repeater. It's sounding great with how far you are out. I'm on about 5 watts on my mobile. I got it tuned down in the power right now. As far as missing weather in Traverse City, we did get a storm. It came through. Sunshine's been out since maybe like, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and not too bad a wind. When I look off to the west in the rearview mirror right now, I'm not seeing any crazy clouds or anything, so I'm going to say we dodged the weather pretty good. QSL.
Yeah, copy that. Are you on the 440 or are you on the 86?
86 QSL.
Okay, yeah, so it's linked into the Northern Michigan Link repeater system right now. I'm on the Mayo 146700 repeater, so it's linked in to All-Star.
That makes sense of why we're going out so far. Well, right on. I appreciate you having a quick rag chew with me on the repeater system here. I'm getting closer to my home QTH here, so this will probably be my last transmission. I'll keep an ear out for you, on the band. I'm always transmitting from Traverse City, so I'm sure I'll hear you again in Michigan at some point, maybe even see you at a ham swap or whatnot. Cameron, 7 Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel.
And 7-3 NK9KOP Mobile, McKinley.
N9KOP KCVSU. How many calls did you guys have in that little entourage of weather?
We had 2 lines with fire, and then we had a CPR in progress call, and then we just got off an erroneous smoke alarm call. So we've had 4 today.
Oh, God. I hate to tell you how many I had today, because it'll make you just go.
Yeah, you dropped the repeat. I didn't copy most of that.
Well, we didn't even get a call in our township today. Not even when the storm went right over our township. And I can't believe we get 1 call.
Yeah, it didn't even start raining when we got our first call. And then as we were heading there, it was starting to rain. So happened to be in front of one of our department members' house. So it was blocked him in. Trees come down, broke his A-arm, and put power out to his house.
Oh, yeah, I was over in Bel Air if the Secretary of State and that came in, and I'm sitting there up at the counter, they're typing in all my stuff, and guess what? The power went out. Oh, no, man. And so it comes back on. Now I'm waiting for the internet to all come back. So it's like, oh, come on. Well, I'll tell you, that was some storm because everybody around us was busy this morning. I was kind of surprised my pager didn't go off. I was like, okay, I'm back in the township now. All heck can break loose.
Yeah, usually happens when I leave, but not today. All right, talk to you later, Toby. KCVSU and then KOP level.
Okay, talk to you later. Yeah, I know Joe's been working on it. I think they're just trying to make sure everything's going to go before they delink it again. KCVSU.
K8FGZ Mobile.
Monitoring on the mile repeater. Kilo, Echo 8 Uniform Delta Hotel monitoring on the mile repeater. Kilo, Echo 8 Uniform Delta Hotel monitoring the mile repeater. Echo 8 Uniform Delta Hotel monitoring on the mile repeater. Kilo Echo 8 Uniform Delta Hotel monitoring on the mile repeater. Calling. I am unable to read your call sign. If you are trying to hit the repeater, or maybe I'm not able to, KG8UDH. Kilo, Echo 8, Uniform Delta Hotel. I am mobile and monitoring the mile repeater. K8UDH monitoring. K8UDH monitoring the mail repeater.
ACHCMQ on the mile repeater.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm just doing hunky-dory. Just got out of a Mason meeting and heading back home.
Hopefully you have air conditioning in your home because it sure is warm again today.
until the storm went through, and she turned it off because it said it was cool, had a breeze, so it's not running tonight right now, but we'll see what happens later on tonight and all day tomorrow again.
Nice. I'm just getting into Atlanta, Michigan. Do you know if we're supposed to get any bad storms the next couple of days?
Yeah, we're supposed to have another one later on this evening. I don't know how strong it was. I wasn't paying attention at the 6 o'clock news, but they said we had another one coming in, and then from then on it's going to be in the 80s all week. All the way up until next Wednesday, at least.
This is Amity, K-E-8-Z-O-Y.
Yeah, on my way up, I noticed a bunch of broken tree limbs and stuff scattered all over the road, so I knew it was a pretty bad storm, but I wasn't sure if we were getting anything else.
Amity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y, break.
Yeah, go ahead. I heard you. I was just about ready to let you in. Go ahead. K-E-H-C-M-Q.
This is Amity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y. I'm on Davis Lake. It's about it's at the very bottom of Leelanau County. There is a thunderstorm going through right now, and it's pouring rain. Visibility is about 200 feet. It is coming down in buckets.
Well, thank you, sir. And Atlanta station going down here to just past the airport. Go ahead.
We don't lose power.
Well, I had a tree when I left this afternoon. I had a tree about 10 houses away from me that came down in that wind. That was the only thing that I seen go down. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would rather have a 15-minute storm than another. I don't know. I was up here for that, and that was a disaster.
You got John down here in Mile. I'm just passing the Yamaha, please. Actually, I'm looking at the tower right now. ACHCMQ. And who was out in the storm? Go ahead.
This was Amity. K-E-H-Z-O-Y. There's a storm. I'm at Davis Lake at the very bottom and center of Leelanau County, and there's a storm, and the rain's coming down very hard right now. And it's headed east.
Go ahead, Atlanta. Fire checks on its way back. I wonder where they're doing. Go ahead. Hey, I'm going to be listening, guys. I'm just turning here on Miller Road, right underneath the tower, and I'm going to be heading right into the sun, so I got to watch for these dumb deer that wants to jump out in front of you. KCHCMQ, we're going to go listen for about 15 minutes.
K-E-H, it was nice talking to you, and have a safe trip back to your house.
Johnny 6.
Has anybody made an announcement or no?
Negative, I'm just getting to a radio.
All right, I'll go for it. Sentinel stations. This is KDREH. Net Control, Northern Michigan Sky Warrants for Weather Network. This time there's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for East Central Grand Traverse County until 9:45 p.m. at 9:09. A severe thunderstorm is located over Traverse City State Park or near Traverse City, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Radar source of 60 mile an hour wind gusts, impact damage to roof siding and trees. Looks like it's moving in an easterly direction at 40 mile an hour. Anybody on the east side of Traverse City looking for reports?
Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel.
Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm over here in the Traverse City Heights neighborhood. I just had a good amount of rain blow through here, and I'm experiencing a lot of lightning and you know, thunder's rolling through. I don't want to say anything too severe, but you were asking for reports on this side of the city. Thought I'd tell you what I'm observing. I'm not experiencing any rain right now, but it's probably going to pick up again. I also want to say there's no large gusts that I've seen yet. Just a thunderstorm over here. Once again, I hope that was helpful, and this is Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel.
All right, thanks for checking in. And, again, looking for anybody on the east side of Traverse City, looking for Holiday Hills, 5 Mile, M72, and Williamsburg area. Got cell moving through with possible rotation at this time. Looking for anybody in those areas. All right, again, this is KD30H, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. At this time, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Grand Traverse County, the east side, Acme, Williamsburg, M72 area. We do have a storm headed northeast at 40 miles an hour with possible rotation on the bottom of this. Again, it's going to be crossing, if not already, M72 headed east up towards Lake Sagamog and Rapid City. Do we have any stations east side Traverse City or Kalkaska County area, the Rapid City or Kalkaska proper?
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, leaving November.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, Lima, November, location?
Location's Rapid City. Yeah, we just had a good hard rain roll over and has subdued. We have some blue skies, but it looks like we're going to have more rolling through.
Yep, you're not even to the worst of it yet. There is a cell headed your way if you're in Rapid City proper. Just moving through the Williamsburg area with possible rotation on it. So we're keeping an eye on that. Just be advised that there is another cell headed your way.
Roger that. Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, Lima November, out.
All right, any other stations east side of Travers or Rapid City area?
K8SGZ, Spider Lake area.
Okay, Glenn, looks like it's probably past you by now. I'm not sure if you can see anything from your location there, but it's definitely moving northeast.
Yeah, I'm just getting some winds, nothing major. It just looks a little north of my location. KSGZ.
All right, thanks for checking in. Any other stations, east side, Traverse City, Williamsburg, Acme, or Rapid City? All right, again, this is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, Severe Weather Network. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect. Grand Traverse County to the east side, Acme, Williamsburg area. storm is making a northeasterly direction, moving M-72 through Lake Skigamog, headed up toward the south side of Torch River. So any stations in the river area or Rapid City looking for any reports, there is potential for rotation on this as well. Do we have anybody in those areas? Any DMH, Kitty, to REH, you on the air? And again, this is Kitty, to REH, Tank Control, North Michigan Skywarn. It's your thunderstorm warning in effect. Looking for any stations east side of Traverse City, M-72 area, Rapid City, or I take the south side of the Torch Lake. And again, any stations in that area, specifically M-72, looks like it is crossing M-72 or following it at the moment. If there's anybody around there, be to the east of the casino at this time. You'd be looking east of M-72 and Broomhead. All right, again, this is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Again, we have a severe thunderstorm warning east side of Grand Traverse County, moving into Kalkaska County at this time, possible rotation. But the varying stations, M-72 area, the Whitewater Township, or moving into the Barker Creek area, the Lake Skigamog, looking for any stations, Williamsburg, Whitewater Township area, or Rapid City. This storm is moving into your area, Rapid City. So if there's anybody out there with a report, please contact Net Control.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Lima, November.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Rapid City, light rain, light winds at this time.
Okay, whereabouts in Rapid City are you? Like downtown proper, or what's the nearest crossroad for you?
Village Market in Rapid City. So Plum Valley and Rapid City Highway is another crossroad.
Okay, yep, I know right where that is. So it looks like it's going to be to the south of your location just about, so probably right where Rapid City road comes off in 72. I would have to assume it's going to be down just in that vicinity, so you're just to the north of it.
Yeah, roger that. I'm looking at the map right now. Is that moving east, northeast, or east?
And I'd say it's moving a little bit east, northeast at this time. That's the way the track is going, but I would have to assume at this point it's probably going to follow 72, cross over Rapid City Road, and then continue either over 593 or head up right in towards Kalkaska. So it's probably going to skirt just to the south, if not right over Rapid City, and then just keep going. Definitely in Kalkaska County at this time. They still have not moved the warning box into Kalkaska County. But it's definitely moving that way. Right now I have to assume with the latest scan it was 2128. It's probably just passing over Rapid City Road, making a northeasterly direction.
KDREH and 8 DMH.
Go ahead.
Have you been looking at that cell that's just about to go over Thompsonville there, too?
Not on the last scan, nope. Looking at it right now. Swing over. I'm not over that way yet. Oh, yeah.
all coming in, looks like, yeah, it's just making its way into Thompsonville. That one's looking a little organized, too.
Yeah, it looks like it's got quite the updraft on it.
Probably not super helpful, but the one that I'm watching here off to the north of me is just unreal how big that updraft is.
Yeah, look at the echo tops. I don't know if you have a chance to do that, but man, the echo tops on this thing it's getting there too.
Yep. Nope, I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at upper level shear right now. I think we're going to be in for a bumpy ride here for the next couple of hours.
Yeah, looks like that cell is almost out of Grand Traverse to Kalkaska now. There's still that lingering half last scan there. Yeah, it looks like there's just a tiny bit of that left in Grand Traverse County. And then there's that good cell coming across over by Thompsonville right now. Drake, the benzene machine is still down, correct?
Hey, sir, I got to go out there and take a look at it.
Okay, I was going to say, it just passed right over Crystal Mountain, so... I don't know, Bob, maybe if you're listening, KB8SVJ, if you're on the air, it's going to be hitting your location here pretty quick, too.
Yeah, he usually unplugs his antennas, so he's probably not going to hear us right now. I'll give him a bump on the cell.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be almost right there, almost through Thompsonville, so it's pretty close to him.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just gave Bob a bump, so hopefully he'll jump on here in a minute.
All right, sounds good.
I'm a little surprised I haven't reissued the warning for that cell.
In Slack, it looks like they issued it due to multiple reports of a wall cloud with a possible lowering on it.
Okay, and I'm taking a wild guess that that's not really the case anymore now.
Now, they say that the rotation weakened. They said it was basically on the boundary. That's why why they threw it. So, yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that, though, for sure. And then that other cell coming across right through Thompsonville.
I'm going to bet you that rotation started happening because of the lake or the bay there.
Yeah, radar showed rapidly developing rotation. That's why they issued it. So keep an eye on that cell. We still need some stations in Antrim County area next, Kalkaska, to keep an eye on that. And, also, at this time, I guess somebody looking for stations Buckley, South, Grand Traverse County for this next cell coming through. So if I got any stations in Benzene, Southern Grand Traverse, or Wexford County, I'd be looking for some reports on this next cell moving through. Basically from 31 Green Lake Township all the way down to Mesick. So if there's anybody in those areas, take some reports out of that, and we're going to follow that cell. It's moving the same track as the other one. Be headed north-northeast. And still watching the cell on the east side. Looks like they just issued something for that. Stand by. Special weather statement issued. Kalkaska and Antrim County, strong thunderstorm will impact southeastern Antrim and northern Kalkaska counties through 10:15 p.m. at 9:37. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm near Kalkaska, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Again, it's up to 40 miles an hour. And again, this is all radar indicated. It's like Kalkaska, Mantalona, Antrim, and Blue Lake Townships. Any station over in that area with reports as well. So we got two we're watching here. This is good area, Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Lima India, monitoring.
Station monitoring, can I get your call one more time?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Lima India, KF8FLI.
And can I get your location? Net control, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Lima India. I think you dropped out there. Alright, I guess we'll just have him down as monitoring. Again, this is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Sky Warren Severe Weather Network. I have two active cells we're currently watching. Looks like there's actually another one, another special weather statement issued. Stand by, another severe thunderstorm warning. Station calling with traffic, go ahead.
Yeah, any APX, I was just making sure you were copying my 800 traffic.
Negative, hang on here, I think I bumped the wrong channel. Alright, try it again there. Attention all stations, this is KDREH Net Control. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect. At 9:39 p.m., National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the following counties. At Southern Otsego County in Northern Michigan and Antrim County, Del 1015, got a severe thunderstorm located 7 miles west of Waters, moving 10 miles east, or 10 miles east of Manitowoc, moving east to 40 miles an hour. 60 mile an hour wind gust possible. Again, just for Otsego and Antrim County, stand by for a second. Got another severe thunderstorm warning. Be the same cell moving through Grand Traverse County that has now moved up into Kalkaska. This will be a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Antrim County and northern Kalkaska County. Tell 1015. 941, a severe thunderstorm was located over Kalkaska, moving east to 40 mile an hour. Again, 60 mile an hour wind gust. And this severe thunderstorm will be near Darga, I believe that's how you say it, around 945. Again, both of these storms are capable of producing high winds and damaging winds. Any stations in Otsego, Antrim, Kalkaska, I'll take any reports you have. Alright, looking for stations in Leedsville. Any station over in that area looking for reports? Looks like this storm is moving pretty darn close to the radar, so we're going to lose a little bit of image on the Otsego one. However, the one in Kalkaska is picking up steam again in Leedsville. Any station there, 131 area, looking for reports. All right, again, this is Net Control. Looking for any station, Leedsville, 131, or any stations to the east. Any stations to the east, northeast of Kalkaska, looking for any reports. Looks like this storm just moved through your area, moving in a northeasterly direction at be about 40 miles an hour.
Kilo Oslo 8, Alpha Lima November.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Rapid City, we got heavy rain, dark skies, moderate winds.
Okay, very good. Looks like it's moving through your area. The heaviest part of this is up towards 131 at this moment. All right, again, we have two severe thunderstorm warnings in effect, Antrim County, Kalkaska County. I also have one for Otsego County. We have two cells that are capable of producing strong winds and damage. Looking for any stations in those areas. This is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Sky Warn. Again, have two severe thunderstorm warnings, Kalkaska and Antrim County, and then Antrim and Otsego County. Have two cells moving
east-northeast at about 40 mile an hour. They both have strong damaging winds capable. Looking for stations in those areas with your ports. Contact net control. This is KDWRH. Again, this is KDWRH net control. Looks like the storm in Otsego County is basically right over where the radar is. So we've got any stations in Otsego County close to Otsego Lake looking for reports. With the velocities, they are looking for a lot of ground observations on this cell. So if we got anybody Otsego Lake or just to the south of Gaylord proper, looking for any reports there. Also a cell moving through the north side of Kalkaska proper at a northeasterly direction. So you're just south of Mantalona at this time by County Road 571. All right, all stations, stand by. All right, the severe thunderstorm warning for Antrim and Otsego counties is still in effect. The cell over Otsego Lake is still encompassing the radar, so we're not getting the best images out of that. Any stations, again, just to the south of Gaylord proper, be on 75 or Old 27, looking for any reports over that way. The Antrim County cell, it's moving right now over 571 Dargav, I believe that's how you say it, headed at a northeasterly direction. Looking for any stations in that area as well. All right, this is KDWRH, net control. Again, we have two severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. Otsego and Antrim and Kalkaska counties at this time, two different cells. I got one cell right now over the Gaylord radar. Well, definitely looking for stations in that area with diminished radar capability there, looking for any reports. The second cell is still moving in a northeasterly direction, just passed over County Road 571. Looks like it is currently headed towards the Pickerel Lake State Forest Campground. It's basically over that right now. Making a northeasterly track. Looks like it could be crossing over 612. So if there's anybody, County Road 612 or towards that Twin Lake Road area. All right, this is KDWRH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. And as an advisement, there are still two severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. Kalkaska, Antrim, and Otsego counties. Again, any station in the between Gaylord proper and Otsego Lake, looking for any stations there on 75 or close to it. And any station, I guess it'd be close to County Road 612 and try to get across right here, Blue Link Road, any station over in that area. Got a cell moving northeast, and the other cell is just crossing over I-75.
Station, go again.
JTQ, Joe and Gaylord.
Any JTQ, what you got there?
Well, I don't have anything yet. It's just kind of to the south. I'm directly east of Gaylord, about 2-3 miles at the Knights of Columbus Hall. And everything seems to be just a hair to the south. And so I'm just sitting here watching.
Okay, sounds good. If anything changes, let us know. Thank you, Mitch.
Alrighty, Drake, NAJTQ.
KF8SLY.
Station calling, go ahead.
Hey, this is KF8SLY. I'm a few miles east of Traverse City. Not the area you're looking for, but it looks like we have some lightning and a little bit of something coming in from the coming up from the south or the west, it looks like. I can't quite tell.
Okay, looks like you're probably getting the cell that's coming from the west, and it's going to be marginal. Any other stations with reports looking? Actually, I got somebody in the Chestonia area. Looks like I got some cells popping up over that way. Still got 2-3 thunderstorm warnings in effect. Looking for anybody between Oswego and Antrim County. Kind of in the Blue Lake area, if there's any station over there, or Oswego County between Gaylord downtown and Oswego Lake.
Go to 8NWO.
Alright, go ahead, Nelson.
I'm probably the closest station that you'll get to the Chestonia area. Right now, there's not much going on here.
Okay, yeah, keep an eye on that for sure. It's definitely attempting to do something here, so just keep your eye on that.
Copy, W8NWO.
Alright, this is the net control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Looks like at 10:01, National Weather Service issued another severe thunderstorm warning. This will be for, standby here, looks like Crawford County. Severe thunderstorm warning for northern Crawford County at this time until 10:45. 10:01, severe thunderstorm was located near Frederick or 11 miles northwest of Grayling. Moving east at 45 miles an hour. Hazard 60 mile an hour wind gust. See, it'll be near Frederick, Hartwick Pine State Park around 10:05. Levels around 10:15. All stations take precautionary measures. At this time, we're up to 3 severe thunderstorm warnings. So if we got any stations in Crawford, looks like Gaylord area, or Antrim or Kalkaska counties. Looking for any stations with reports. Again, this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Looking for any stations wishing to check in. We'll take any stations at this time. Looking for any stations.
DSU in the mobile.
This is Northern Michigan Skywarn for Weather Network. Again, we have three severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. Crawford County, Oswego County, Kalkaska County, and Antrim County. Any stations in those areas? I'm specifically looking between Mansalona and 612. So Mansalona Road and 612, any stations over there? And any station in Oswego Lake area? Actually, it'd be to the east of Oswego Lake by 32. Also got another severe thunderstorm warning headed right through Frederick at this time, the old 27 area. If any stations in those counties wishing to check in, please do so at this time.
KCBSU, Antrim County, mobile.
Location?
Cherry Avenue near Jones Road in Key Waden. I've got lightning at this time, no rain. We did have heavy rain here a while ago. We do have some lightning coming in from the west side.
Yeah, it looks like the majority of the severe stuff passed you at this time. It's all headed north-northeast.
Yeah, we were out on a line down call, and we got quite a bit of heavy rain. I really didn't get a measurement, but it was heavy at the south end near Lake Segamog. We were down off Chippewa Trail Road. We ended up getting the heavy rain. Looks like there's more lightning coming in, Mike.
All right, National Station, stand by. Looks like we got another severe thunderstorm warning at this time. National Weather Service in Gaylord has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Otsego County and Montmorency County. It's 11:15. At 10:08, a severe thunderstorm was located near Chester Township or near Lewiston, moving east of 40. 6 mile an hour gust, radar indicated. Looking for any stations in Montmorency or southeastern Otsego County.
Continued RHTC VSU, I'm back at home now.
All right, this is Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. At this time, we still have a number of severe thunderstorm warnings, primarily Otsego County, Montmorency County, Crawford, and Antrim counties. Looking for any stations in those counties with reports.
K8RDV in Atlanta, Michigan, nothing to report so far.
Okay, very good. I got you in there. One more time with the call. KD8RDV, is that what it was?
That is correct. Kilo Echo 8, Radio Delta Victor.
All right, very good. Got you checked in there.
Net Control, this is NAJTQ.
Hey, go ahead. This is Net Control.
Anyway, we're just sitting out here, nothing going on. It's kind of running right to the south of Gaylord, and pretty quiet in town right now. So, well, I'm just about 2 miles east of Gaylord, directly east. So, nothing going on in AJTQ.
Okay, it looks like that one cell that's moving over on Otsego Lake is kind of splitting up a little bit. Majority of what I believe to be left of that cell is moving into Montmorency County, close to Lewiston area. Yeah, it's making its way. Looks like, just a bit north of Lewiston.
Makes sense, because where I'm at, I can see a long way, and that's kind of like where the lightning is right now.
Yep, and it looks like they just canceled a couple of the warnings, too. So they still have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Crawford County, and looks like Otsego and Montmorency County. So Antrim and Kalkaska, looks like they've been allowed to expire, and at this time I've got two severe thunderstorm warnings. Otsego County would be just to the east of Frederick, and that whole line of storms is basically moving through Otsego into Montmorency County.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm looking at the watch boxes right now, so it's just a little bit to the south of where I'm at. And there's another blob coming in that might hit us here in a minute, but it doesn't look too intimidating. So, I'm going to be standing by in AJTQ.
Hey, Joe, if I could ask you there, if you got a couple seconds, could you maybe throw just a blurb out on the 8-2 Looks like we're having some issues trying to get into it. You can just see if there's anybody around with a report over that way.
Do that right now. JTQ QSY.
Again, this is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. This time, two severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. Crawford, Otsego, Montmorency counties. Again, two storms capable of producing severe weather. Got one right now, be just to the west of Lovell's, 612, just to the west. Probably moved right through the Camp Grayling area. And the other cell moving through just past Otsego Lake, F-38 and F-1 road right there, probably right by Vienna Corners. I got one cell up Vienna Corners area, the other one just the other side of Lovell's.
R-E-H-N-A-J-G-Q.
Joe, were you calling Net Control?
Roger, am I coming in okay?
I got you now, go ahead.
I made several calls on E-A-2, got no reports on it, and it looks like it's just kind of slowly migrating south of us here. There is one blob coming in, we'll have to wait and see what that does, so... Anyway, we will check with you later. NHATQ Portable.
All right, thank you, Joe, for doing that. And, yeah, I see that one just the other side of Elmira. Looks like we got that one, and then that whole line of storms back down Grand Traverse County area into Wexford. So it's kind of what I thought. It was just going to start springing up. So you know, we got a little while left on this anyways.
Okay, well, we'll check back in here in a few minutes. NHATQ, we're clear.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. All right, looks like we got another severe thunderstorm warning. All stations, standby. All right, National Weather Service and Gaylor's issued another severe thunderstorm warning. The southwestern Crawford County and northwestern Roscommon County, southern Kalkaska County, and it looks like even northern Meskaukee, so I got four counties in there. It'll be until 11:15 at 10:25. Severe thunderstorm was located over Sharon or 13 miles south of Kalkaska, moving east at 50 mile an hour. Got 60 mile an hour wind gusts, radar indicated. Again, I got four counties here. I got southwestern Crawford, northwestern Roscommon, southern Kalkaska, and northern Meskaukee counties. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 11:15.
KVAWH, KCBSU.
Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, looking over in Wisconsin, do you think any of that's going to be severe when it comes across around 3 or so? Do you know when the next wave will be?
I haven't looked that far ahead. We're still, I'm still trying to focus on what we got going on here. I guess when I get a minute, I'll go look at that. I'll take a look.
Okay, I'm just kind of looking ahead for myself here, just kind of seeing what I've got to do here soon. If I got to hit the hay and get some rest.
All right, yeah, when we get a second there, we'll take a look. Again, I got quite a few severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. I got four counties in one box here. I got Crawford. Looks like Crawford, Roscommon, Kalkaska, Meskaukee. I got a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 11:15 on that cell. Got another cell. It'll be for Crawford County, northern Crawford County.
That's good until, stand by here, let me take a look. I got 13 minutes left on that one. Looks like they narrowed that down to the Lovells area. Then I've got northern part of Crawford. And let's say, excuse me, I got Otsego and Montmorency County. I got southeastern Otsego and Montmorency County. So any stations, Montmorency, Otsego, Crawford, Roscommon, Kalkaska, or Maswaukee County. Looking for check-ins.
K8RDV.
Go ahead.
It's just started to rain here. Winds have picked up, but I'm only seeing about maxed out at 12 miles an hour. Nothing major, but getting some rain, and hear the thunder rumbling.
All right, very good. What was your location again there? I must have scribbled the wrong one down.
That is Atlanta, Michigan.
Very good. I got you down there. Yeah, this is Net Control, KDREH, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Again, I got a bunch of severe thunderstorms at this time. Severe thunderstorm warnings. And for any station, Montmorency, Otsego, Crawford, Maswaukee, Kalkaska, or Roscommon counties. Looking for any check-ins.
CDRHTC VSU, sign me out. I'm in the A for a little bit.
All right, got you checked out.
Okay, if you need me, text me.
CDCMG Mobile 2.
Station calling, really weak as a repeater. Go ahead, try again.
Yes, CDCMG Mobile in Lewiston, just getting the rain.
All right, very good. You're really kind of broken there. I think I copied that with CMQ, but I got rain there in Lewiston for you. This is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Looks like we still have some severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. They are moving out of our repeater coverage range at this time. We are going to continue to monitor the Montmorency County over by Atlanta. Lewiston area, we're going to monitor that for a few more minutes and then keep an eye on the line going through the Grayling area. But this time we're going to monitor and listen for any reports. This is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn.
This is NAJTQ Mobile westbound into Gaylord. Nothing but a bunch of lightning going on to the south. NAJTQ, clear.
All right, thank you, Joe. Yeah, I think we're going to go into standby now and just kind of see what's going on. Looks like it's moving out of our coverage area at this time, repeater-wise, so we're kind of in the dark.
Okay, well, that sounds good. You guys have put in a long day again, so... Anyway, I've not got any rain here where I'm at, just coming into the east side of Gaylord. So, all right, we will chat with you all later. I'll be listening until I get home. NAJTQ Mobile.
All right, sounds good, Joe, and always thank you for being out there in Gaylord for us and doing what you can. NAJTQ, KDREH, Net Control.
K8RDV to Net Control, as you're thinking about signing off, monitoring
situation here in Atlanta, Michigan. And, yeah, it seems like it's probably gone off the side of us. I hear a lot of rumbling out there, but we're not getting that much wind and no measurable rain. So I think it's gone off to the side.
Yep, I think it's slowly starting to peter out a little bit. So I think we'll go into standby at this time, and if anything changes, we'll fire another net back up. But thank you for checking in. And, again, all stations, this is KDRH Net Control. We're going to go into standby, and if anything changes, we'll fire a net back up.